This is the Niles Energy Podcast, episode 427, Why Word Lists Never Work. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how many students waste their time with long word lists that never increase their IELTS scores, and learn real ways you can change your IELTS results.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going? Ready to talk IELTS?
I am so ready to talk IELTS. I was talking to a student the other day, I look at our podcasts and our videos as like supplemental material for students in the course a lot of times.
Yeah.
As we're talking, I'm like, oh, okay, this episode will be perfect for you. And then like just sending her these links and stuff like that. And she's like, how are you still able to talk about IELTS? Like, how are you able to keep this going?
Well, I think that the more you know, the more like topics you can come up with. Like when you don't know much about a topic, like if you didn't know much about IELTS, we could do 10 episodes and that would be it. But
because we know
so much about IELTS, we're able to do 400 because we can go in so many different directions.
Yeah,
right? I mean, that's what I think. Yeah, yeah.
And we're also really inspired by students. Guys, if you have questions, email Lindsay. That's funny.
Definitely.
I'm like, don't email me. Email Lindsay at lindsay@allearsenglish.com. If you have specific IELTS questions, guys.
Yeah, more specific the better, right? Yes.
So we have a question today. This is interesting. Okay, Lindsay, do you want to read this email?
Okay, here we go. Here it is. So my previous score was listening 6.5, writing 6, speaking 7.5, and reading 6.5. I need to get an 8 or a 7 for each skill. Unfortunately, my previous experience in buying these kinds of internet-based packages was not good. For example, they sell 504 or 1100 vocab list as their IELTS vocab services.
That's so weird.
Can I become more sure about your suggested package? So this person was looking at our course, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, because we're not doing that.
Yeah.
That's how you can be sure. Guys, what a waste of time. This is ridiculous. You're not going to memorize 504 words. You're not going to memorize 1,100 words.
Oh, my God. That's absurd.
You can't, there is no such thing as an IELTS vocab list. Okay, guys? Like, stop looking. I'm sorry. I wish there were. I wish we knew exactly what topic was going to be in reading passage 3 or listening section 4. But you don't, you know? Like, you never know. It could be about back pain. It could be about igloos that Eskimos build. Like, it could, you don't know. So memorizing this much vocab, first of all, just in general, it doesn't work for learning English. But definitely not IELTS. So those are wastes of time. But, the reason why they're there, first of all, the people that want to make money from teaching English, they know that students want vocabulary, right?
Yeah.
And so they say, okay, if I come up with a vocab list, students are going to buy it and I'm going to be paid. They don't care about you learning something or passing the test. They're just making money. Like,
right,
that's
right,
it.
Right. And they probably don't know the IELTS very well, because if they did, they wouldn't be building lists like this. I mean, because exactly. they know that these aren't necessarily going to increase your score.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the one reason why we're so proud of our course, Three Keys IELTS, is because we don't have any fillers like this that waste your time. We right. don't have anything, like nothing, not one thing that is not directly connected to raising your score, yeah. you know, like nothing. So it's the most efficient system that you could possibly get into. Excuse me. Having said that, there is some vocab, okay? Because there are very strategic places where memorizing vocab will help your score, right?
Yeah.
The only time we do this is when it will help your score. So for example, there are vocab lists for change over time writing task one, also static writing task one, because those two functions are different and you need to know these words. And we know what to expect in writing task one. You're going to have to write about numbers. These are the words you need.
right. Yeah. And we also do include a couple of bonuses in the course, but instead mm-hmm. of being 500 words, they're 10 words on each bonus.
Right.
And they're general words. So they're not specific words, right? They're words that will work for speaking and writing in some cases. And mm-hmm. they're more broad. So they're going to naturally increase your score. They're not about topics, guys. They're broad, but they're going to increase your score.
Yeah. So they're not about topics. They're useful. So yeah. the meaning is general, but the level is high, right? So yeah. like something as simple as saying utilize instead of use, you know, yeah, like yeah, of yeah. course you could, you're going to use that word in writing task two or speaking part three. Mm. So there's that list of 10 academic words or phrases that you can use in every task two essay. And then there's the 10 natural words as well to give you that vocabulary range for speaking.
That.
So there, like, it is there, like the vocab you need, yeah. it is there. So let's give this listener just a tip, a couple tips on how, he or she, I don't know what gender, how this person can get the scores they need. How specifically will getting into our course, how does our package help that? So first of all, listening. So 6.5 in listening just needs to raise it by half a band at least. So basically, the thing here is not so much overall comprehension, because they already got a 6.5. I'm sure they understand. It's about knowing the test, right? Mm. So it's these very simple listening strategies that have helped other students get 7s, 8s, and 9s on listening. So just learning that very simple thing, like we've mentioned part of it on the podcast, the prediction step, right? Being an active test taker. So yeah. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are looking for a complete system to prepare you to increase your scores on your next IELTS exam, look no further than Three Keys IELTS. Check it out now at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah. So maybe that's the reason why the student is getting that 6.5, not predicting, instead just kind of letting the audio kind of fly at him or her and just kind of feeling passive, right? Not actively Exactly. preparing for it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So judging from the scores this person received, the level's already high. What's missing is the testing knowledge, right?
Right.
So trying to get into a system of strategies and instead being given a PDF of 1,000 words, which doesn't work. So, okay. Writing 6, need to raise that by a whole band point. As I said, the English level is there. It's knowing the test. So yeah. you need to know exactly what the examiner is looking for and how to structure the information, how to fulfill the requirements for a 7 and 8. Because you already have the ideas, you have the vocab, you've memorized lots of words. You, I think you have everything you need. You just need to know the test, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, what good does having 500 vocabulary words do if you don't know the three-step system when it comes to the essays, right? I mean, you're lost.
And the thing with these super long lists, guys, they're not for writing and speaking. These are this is not geared toward productive vocabulary because it's impossible to memorize a list of words and just use them like right away. It's impossible. So I guess they're geared towards listening and reading. But as we said, like you don't know what topic you're going to see. So it's useless. All right. So he's already fine in speaking. 7.5. Fantastic. So reading 6.5. Only need to raise that by a half band. As we said, guys, we've had so many of our students get nines in reading. It all boils down to trusting the system, to having these reading strategies. It's all about saving time on the reading exam, okay? It's not about comprehension. It's not even about reading speed. It's about the strategies for underline keywords, scan here, match this, right? Like having the specific steps.
Yeah, I love that. And pretty soon we're going to be updating our course, right, Jessica, in the reading module to add a brand new skill that's becoming more prominent on the test. Isn't that right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm getting going on that this week. Should be able to finish it next week. So as you guys know, we are able to update our course according to the needs and the changes of the test. So when we first did our course, how long ago? A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When we first did this, the question type of finding information in paragraphs was not as common as it is today. So it has slowly increased in frequency. It used to be matching headings to paragraphs, like that was it. But this question type, it was rarely seen before, and now it's becoming more common. So we are adding the strategy for this very difficult question type. I'm formulating the strategy now, testing it out myself to make sure how it's quick and why it saves time, and then we will share that lesson with students fantastic. In our course.
I love that. I mean, that's what you want to be careful of, guys. If you're just buying like an IELTS prep textbook, obviously that doesn't get updated. And if you're going to like a large school, I mean, they very well may not be updating their curriculum. Who knows, right? There's no guarantee, but we can promise you that we're on top of things. And because our course is online, it's relatively easy for us to go in and fix the videos and change them, update them to get you the highest score. So we are on that, right? We're 100% on that. That's a priority for us, guys.
And we've had a lot of students in the course like posting questions in Facebook about this question type, and I've helped them there in the group. This is why we know it's necessary. And you know what? To be honest, even like as an IELTS teacher, no other teachers were like talking about strategies for this because this is like one of the most challenging question types, you guys. So that's why I'm taking my time in really figuring out the perfect strategy for you guys.
Love that. That's fantastic. Okay, guys. So if you want to get in on that, you can be sure that we are on top of these strategies and we're developing them for you. And you know they work, guys, because you can check out our success stories by going to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. I think there must be more than 30 or 35 stories there now at this point, right? I mean, we're racking them up. Huge. And there's more than that behind the scenes that we just haven't posted. So guys, go over, read them, check them out, and get in the course right away. Don't waste any more time with these 1100 word lists or 504. So it's just insane.
Unbelievable. Oh God, I hate that. Okay, such a waste of time. And then not only is it a waste of time, but then it makes people feel bad because they like cannot use all these words. Like nobody can. And so it's like, it's really this negative loop. Like these lessons.
We're keeping in mind here our life vision, what you want to do with your life, with your family in a new country. You want to study? Do you want to open a business in a new country? Right? Keep your eye on your goal and then just get what you need to get to that goal, which is to get into our course, guys. Just do it. Get in and get to this new country. Okay, it's that simple.
There you go. It's that easy.
All right, very cool. Just to put it simply. All right, we'll be back soon, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out.
All right, thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.